the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名说话。
We thank our Lord Jesus Christ, that today.
我们孩子的宗教教育开学日。
It is the grace of God to be able to see so many children in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ.
的确是神的恩典，让我们看到主里有那么多的孩子。
And to see them growing up in the Lord.
并且能够看到他们在主里长大。
Recently, we help our youth theological course and student theological course.
最近我们举办了学生以及青年的神学训练班。
We had more than 40 students in the student theological course.
那在这个学生神训班当中有超过40个学员。
They age from 15 onwards, 15 upwards.
他们的年龄是15岁以上。
And we thank God, we have even participants as far as South Africa, as well as Australia and New Zealand coming all the way to attend these classes.
那我们感谢主，我们参加的学员有来自南非，甚至澳洲，还有纽西兰。
And International Assembly has sent their preachers, to be concerned over this teaching of our young members.
那国际联合总会也差派传道来关心我们这个训练班。
And the parents have cooperated to send their children, to participate in this 3-week course.
那父母也合作，就是把他们的孩子送来参加这个三个星期的训练班。
Indeed, all of us are working together to build up a church of the Lord.
的确，我们一起在努力来建立起主的教会。
This afternoon, I would like to study with you on a topic called Samuel grew up before the Lord.
今天下午要与大家查考的题目就是撒母耳在主的面前长大。
We turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2.
我们看撒母耳记上第二章。
First Samuel chapter 2 verse 21。
撒母耳记上二章二十一节。
First Samuel 2 verse 21。
撒母耳记上二章二十一节，耶和华眷顾哈娜，她就怀孕生了三个儿子，两个女儿。那孩子撒母耳在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
And then chapter 3。
第三章。
Verse 19 verse 20。
十九二十节。
Chapter 3, verse 19, verse 20.
三章十九二十节，撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。从但到别示巴，所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知。
These two verses tells us of the growth of Samuel from a child into adulthood.
这两节就让我们看到撒母耳的成长，就是从小孩子长到成人。
From the time he was under the motherly care of the mother Hannah to the time he was a prophet of God.
从他是在他母亲 Hannah 的照顾之下到他成为一位先知。
The Bible describes his growth as before the Lord.
圣经形容他的成长为在主面前的成长。
This did not mean that he was in the temple only.
这并不单单代表他在圣殿里长大。
Because in the temple at that time were two other sons of Eli.
因为当时在圣殿也有两个儿子，就是以利的两个儿子。
They also grew up in the temple.
他们也是在圣殿里长大。
But they grew up to be worthless men.
可是他们却成长为无用的人。
So it could be said that they did not grow up before the Lord.
因此可以说这两个人并没有在主的面前长大。
So they became worthless men. They were destroyed later.
他们因为是无用的，所以神最后把他们消灭了。
But Samuel was one.Who not only grew up in the temple,
可是撒母耳不但是在圣殿中长大，
but he grew up in the before the Lord.
他也是在主的面前长大。
Meaning to say, he grew up with the Word of God.
换句话说，他是带有神的道而长大的。
He grew up to fear the Lord.
他长大懂得敬畏神。
He grew up into a prophet who could be the spokesman for God.
他长大成为一个先知，也就是神的发言人。
He grew up to be a judge who brought.Faith to the people.
他长大成为这个士师，来让这些人能够有信心。
Perhaps the last judge could be known as Samuel.
也许最后一个士师就是撒母耳。
Although usually in the Bible he's not listed among the judges of Israel.
虽然一般在圣经记载中并没有把他列为以色列的士师当中。
We know that the period of judges was a period.A weakness in the history of the Israelite nation.
我们知道士师时代是在以色列民的历史当中非常软弱的时候。
But during the time when Samuel was a judge.
可是当撒母耳是士师的时候
It could be said that the faith of the people was strengthened.
当时这些百姓的信心就被坚固了
Because Samuel was a good judge, a person who feared the Lord.
这是因为撒母耳是一个好的士师，他敬畏神
That was because he grew up before the Lord.
而且他是在主面前长大的
We know that.His mother, before she gave birth to Samuel, was barren for a long, long time.
我们知道她的母亲哈拿在还没有生撒母耳之前，她很久都无法生育。
Every year, whenever the family went up to Shiloh to make their yearly sacrifice,
每年当这一家人到示罗去献祭的时候
the husband's other wife would provoke her and irritate her.
她这个丈夫的另一个妻子就会激怒她
because Hannah was barren
因为 Hannah 无法生育
whereas the other woman Peninnah had children
可是另一个妻子就是比尼娜她有两个孩子
although the husband loved Hannah as much as he loved Peninnah
虽然这个丈夫爱 Hannah 就如他爱比尼娜一样
but being barren was something shameful in the tradition of theHebrew nation or Israelite nation.
可是在以色列民当中，如果无法生育，这是非常羞耻的。
So therefore, Hannah vowed to the Lord and prayed to God.
因此 ，Hannah 就向神发誓。
That if the Lord were to give her a son,
就是告诉神说，如果神赐给她一个儿子
，she would lend this son to serve the Lord in the temple all the days of his life.
他就会让这个儿子一生都在神的圣殿中侍奉他。
So therefore, the Lord heard the prayer of Samuel of Hannah.
主就垂听了哈拿的祷告。
We turn to chapter 1.
我们看撒母耳记上。
Chapter 1.Verse 19.
撒母耳记上第一章十九节。次日清早，他们起来，在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉玛。到了家里，以利加拿和妻哈拿同房，耶和华顾念哈拿。
Verse 20.
二十节，哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说：“这是我从耶和华那里求来的。”
So when Hannah had faith and vowed to God.
当哈娜有信心向神起誓
when she prayed to the Lord,
向神发誓她向神祷告
her prayer was heard or were heard by the Lord
她的祷告蒙神垂听
and the Lord in due time remembered her and caused her to conceive
那神就让她在日期满足的时候生了一个儿子
so that this son she called Samuel because she had askedFor him from the Lord.
这个儿子就叫撒母耳，因为这是从耶和华那里求来的。
And that was a time when Samuel grew up in the presence of God.
就在那个时候，撒母耳在主的面前长大。
This growth of Samuel could be divided into three stages.
撒母耳的成长过程可以被分为三个阶段。
Stage one was before he was weaned of milk.
第一个阶段就是在他还没有断奶前。
When he was kept.By his mother's side, Hannah.
当他就在他的母亲 Hannah 身边。
When the mother brought him up in the knowledge of God.
他的母亲就就是在抚育他，让他认识神。
This was a very important stage in the life of Samuel.
这在撒母耳的生命中是非常重要的一个阶段。
Stage two was when Hannah kept her vow to God.
第二个阶段就是当哈娜还愿。
When she brought Samuel to the temple to allow him to minister to the Lord.
当她把撒母耳带到圣殿去来服侍神。
That was a time after she had weaned him of milk.
那个时候就是在撒母耳断奶之后。
Traditionally, the Hebrew children were weaned when they were 2 to 3 years old.
传统上来说，希伯来的孩子，他们一般是在2到3岁的时候断奶。
So, Samuel must have been a very small child when he was brought to the temple to serve God.
因此，当撒母耳被母亲带到圣殿去侍奉神的时候，应该还是非常年幼。
But the work that he did, though, was not making sacrifices and burning incense to God.
虽然他所做的工作并不是来烧香来献祭。
The Bible says each morning he opened the door of the tent.
圣经就记载说，每天他就打开这个帐门。
That work was ministering to the Lord.
那个工作也就是侍奉神。
And the Bible says he ministered to the Lord before the priest Eli.
那圣经就说他在以利面前来侍奉神。
Meaning to say he was learning to serve God from the priest Eli.
也就是说他从以利来学习侍奉神。
This was the second stage of his growth.
这是他成长的第二个阶段。
And the third stage.
第三个阶段。
Was when the word of the Lord was revealed to him.
就是当神的话向他显明。
And he grew to know the Lord and became a prophet of God.
他渐渐长大，认识神，成为神的先知。
Today our children also go through stages of growth.
今天我们的孩子也会经历各个成长的阶段。
And it is now recognized that every stage of a child's growth is important.
那现在一般人都认识到孩子成长的各个阶段都是很重要的。
Even before a child is able to walk or able to speak,
在孩子还没有开始走路或者说话之前，
that stage of his life is also a learning stage, a stage of his growth.
那个生活成长的阶段也是他在学习的时候。
And child psychologists will tell you that that period of his growth is just as important as any other stage of his life.
那儿童心理学家就会告诉你说，那个阶段比其他跟其他的阶段比起来也是很重要的。
It is also true of our children, in the growth in faith.
我们的孩子在信仰的成长道路上也是一样的。
Actually, our children, when they are baptized in the Lord, they become, sons and daughters of God.
当我们的孩子受洗归入基督的时候，他们就成为神的儿女。
And this is because the faith of the parents enabled them to receive the grace of the Lord.
而是借着他们父母的信心，让他们能够领受神的恩典。
But that's not the whole duty of parents, just to get their children, of parents just to get their children baptized.
但是作为父母的责任不单限于让孩子受洗。
The Bible clearly tells us that.Parents must bring up their children in the Lord.
圣经清楚教导我们说，父母要在主里来养育儿女。
Teach them when they are young.
在他们年幼的时候教导他们。
So that by the time they grow up, they would not depart from the right path.
让他们长大之后也不会偏离正道。
This was what Hannah did.
这是 Hannah 所做到的。
We turn to chapter 1 again.
我们再看第一章。
We must turn to verse 20 to verse 23.
First
Samuel chapter 1 verse 20 to 23.
扫墓记上一章二十到十三节，哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说：“这是我从耶和华那里求来的。”以利加拿和他全家都上示罗去，要向耶和华献年祭，并还所许的愿。哈拿却没有上去，对丈夫说。等孩子断了奶，我便带他上去朝见耶和华，使他永远住在那里。她丈夫以利加拿说：“就随你的意行吧，可以等儿子断了奶，但愿耶和华应验他的话。”于是妇人在家里乳养儿子，直到断了奶。
The family would yearly go up to Shiloh to the temple to make their sacrifice.
这个 家庭每年都会到示罗的圣殿去献年祭。
But after Samuel was born,
可是撒母耳出世以后，
Hannah felt that she would only bring Samuel after she had weaned him of milk.
Hannah 就认为应该等到儿子断了奶才带他到圣殿去。
It was not that she did not esteem.Going up to the temple to make the yearly sacrifice.
这并不是因为他不重视到圣殿去献祭的事。
But she knew that that period of the time was a period when the son must be kept by her side to be taught the word of God.
而是因为他知道那个时候他的孩子应该留在他身边，他要教导他神的话。
Hannah must have been a very God-fearing woman.
Hannah 肯定是一个非常敬畏神的人。
Otherwise, she would not have vowed to God to pray for this son.
否则他就不会向神祈愿许愿祈求这个儿子。
Otherwise, after having the son, when she milked the milk, she would not have kept her vow to lend this son to the Lord all the days of his life.
又或者他可能不会让这个孩子断奶后到神的殿一生的来侍奉他。
Because Hannah was a woman of faith.
但是因为 Hannah 是有信心的人。
She was able to inculcate the knowledge of God in this small child Samuel.
所以这个小孩撒母耳就接受了教育来认识神。
This is very important today.
这是今天非常重要的。
Children actually learn very, very much during the first few years of their life.
我们的孩子在他们就是生命的头几年是学习的很多的。
And the best teacher in their life is always the mother.
而在他们生命中最好的教师就是他们的母亲。
Sometimes you look at a child.
有时我们看一个孩子。
The way she talks, the way the child behaves is exactly like the mother.
他说话的方式，他的举动都跟他的母亲一模一样。
Because day and night, he would always, the child would be always observing the mother.
因为这个孩子日夜的都在观察他的母亲。
How the mother talks.
母亲怎么说话?
How the mother carries the baby.
母亲怎么抱孩子?
How the mother talks to the child.
母亲怎么跟孩子说话?
Would always be learned by the mother, by the child.
这个孩子就会这样的来学习。
So if a mother knows how to practice her faith before the child.
因此如果一个母亲懂得在孩子面前来行出她的信仰。
To always give praise to God, always sing hymns to the Lord.
就是常常颂赞神,常常唱赞美诗。
Always speaks words of grace from the Holy Bible.
常常从圣经中说出带有恩典的话语。
You will not be surprised to find that the child grows up in this manner.
那你们就会发现到这个孩子会这样的来长大。
I heard the testimony of the youngest child in our church having received the Holy Spirit.
我听过一个见证，就是我们教会一个孩子很小的时候就领受圣灵。
That child was less than 2 years old, he says.
这个孩子还不到两岁。
How did the child receive the Holy Spirit?
他为什么会领受圣灵
呢? The mother always says.Ask the child.
因为母亲常常问孩子。
Do your father love you?
你的父亲爱你吗?
The child will say yes.
孩子会说。
Do your grandmother love you?
你的祖母爱你吗?
Yes.
孩子说。
Do your mother love you?
那母亲爱你吗?
Or the child will answer yes.
那孩子总会说爱我。
But the mother will say Jesus Christ love you the most.
可是母亲就会告诉孩子耶稣基督最爱你。
Right? Yeah.Always talk about the love of Jesus.
他会常常告诉这个孩子关于基督的爱。
Not surprising, this child received the Holy Spirit so young.
那这个孩子那么年幼领受圣灵也不是很惊奇的。
Although he may not know who Jesus is.
虽然这个孩子也许不是很认识耶稣是谁。
But he can feel the love of the mother, can feel the love of the father.
但他能够体会到父母的爱。
And therefore, the love of Jesus is much greater.
那他知道说耶稣的爱是更大的。
So therefore, the love of Jesus Christ must be a more wonderful person than those who loved her, those who loved the child whom the child can see.
因此，耶稣基督比起那些孩子能够看到的爱他的这些人，应该是来得更好。
That was how she responded to this type of education.
而这个孩子就这样的对于这样的教育做了反应。
So it is.Sometimes a miracle that so young a child can receive the Holy Spirit.
因此有时真的是一个奇迹，那么小的孩子能够领受圣灵。
Not surprising.
但这却不是很稀奇的。
These few months when I was observing our children praying for the Holy Spirit.
这几个月来，当我在观察我们的孩子祈求圣灵。
Actually, I'm very, very touched.
我是非常的感动。
Small ones.
非常小的孩子。
When they really pray, they are really praying from your heart.
当他们真的在专心祷告的时候，真的是发自内心。
Their eyes are closed.
他们的眼睛闭上。
Small, small ones, very, very young ones.
非常小的孩子。
Perhaps they do not know what is prayer.
也许他们不真正明白什么是祷告。
But they know that kneeling down is something like talking to God.
但他们知道说跪下来就好像是跟神说话。
And the Lord will be very, very touched by this type of devotion.
那主就会因为这样的专心这样的虔诚而感动。
So no wonder, if parents can love the children,
因此如果父母能够爱孩子
our God will love this type of children even more.
我们的神更会爱这样的孩子。
So it's not surprising that God would give the Holy Spirit to these young children.
因此神会赐圣灵给那么小的孩子并不是稀奇的。
Samuel received this type of education from the mother.
Samuel 就是从小领受他父母 他母亲这样的教育。
Of course, this would include chastisement.
当然，这教育包括管教。
We know that somehow or other child needs to be chastised.
我们知道孩子总是需要受管教。
That is part of educating them, of imparting education to them.
这也是教育他们的一方面。
The Bible says, "Spare the rod, you will hate your child."
我们圣经就告诉我们，如果不打孩子，孩子可能就会偏离。
We turn to Proverbs 13.
我们看箴言。
Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24.
箴言十三章。
Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24.
箴言十三章二十四节。箴言十三章二十四节。不忍用杖打儿子的是恨恶他，疼爱儿子的随时管教。
And then chapter 19 was 18. 19 was 18.
十九章十八节，趁有指望管教你的儿子，你的心不可任他死亡。
These two verses talks about chastisement.
这两节经节就是谈到管教。
Chastisement is punishment with love.
管教是爱的惩罚。
It is when a person loves the child.That you will chastise the child.
是当一个人爱他的孩子，他才会管教他。
Today parents love the child.
今天父母爱孩子。
But they hardly chastise the child.
但很多父母都不管教孩子。
That's why they cannot educate their children.
这就是为什么他们无法教育孩子。
Sometimes you look at children.
有时候我们看一些孩子。
They do not understand what is, 没有大没有小了哈。Don't understand, the older, the respect for the older people.
他们不明白什么是没大没小或者要尊敬长辈。
You ask the teachers, they will understand.
你问这些教员，他们就知道。
Primary one children when they come to school.
比如说一年级的孩子来学校。
You cannot. It's very hard to teach them.
很难教导他们。
Because they show no respect to the teachers.
因为他们根本不尊敬老师。
Just as they show very little respect to the elders at home.
就像他们在家里不尊敬长辈。
Why is this?The situation.
为什么会这样呢？
Because nowadays very little chastisement is given to our children.
就是因为今天的父母很少来管教孩子。
For us in the church.
我们在教会里。
We are not encouraging parents to beat their children. No.
我们并不是鼓励孩子，鼓励父母打孩子。
If you are angry and you beat your children, it is wrong.
如果你在愤怒的时候来打孩子，这是不对的。
It is not because your children are mischievous or they've done something wrong, but because you don't feel good that day, so you just take up the rod and beat your child.
如果你打孩子不是因为孩子做错了事，而是因为你觉得不高兴而打他们。
You are not.Disciplining your children.
那你就不是在管教你的孩子。
Yeah, meaning, making them an instrument to wrench your anger.
你只是就是把你的气发泄在他们的身上。
That kind of children will never grow up, with discipline.
这样的孩子并不会是有次序的在成长。
But when we have to discipline our children,
但是当我们要来管教孩子
we must not spare the rod. This is what the Bible says.
圣经教导我们一定要用这杖。
Only then can we really teach our children.
只有这样，我们才能够真正的教导他。
And only when we know how to discipline our children well,
而只有当我们懂得好好的管教孩子
can they really grow up well.
他们才能够很好的成长。
In the time of Samuel,
在撒母耳的时代。
In the temple, there was these two sons of Eli.
在圣殿里也有两个人，就是以利的儿子。
They were actually a big contrast to Samuel.
那他们跟撒母耳比较起来是很大的对比。
We turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2.
我们看撒母耳记上第二章。
Verse 12.First Samuel chapter 2 verse 12.
撒母耳记上二章十二节，以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识耶和华。
Now this verse describes these two sons.
这节就清楚地形容了这两个儿子。
What type of children were they?
这些孩子是怎么样的呢？
It says they were corrupt.
圣经说他们是恶人。
They did not know God.
不认识耶和华。
They already have grown up.
他们已经长大了。
They did not know God.
但却不认识神。
But they were priests in the temple.
但他们却是在这圣殿里的祭司。
How was it that priests in the temple did not know God?
为什么圣殿里的祭司却不认识神呢？
It could be said that they were not brought up in the fear of the Lord.
可以说是他们的父母没有教导他们敬畏神。
So verse 17 tells us.
十七节。
That the sin of this young man was very great before the Lord.
这二少年人的罪在耶和华面前甚重了。
Not only they were worthless people, but they were sinful before the Lord.
他们不但是无用的人，在神面前也是非常罪恶的。
There was no fear of God in them.
在他们心里并没有敬畏神。
This type of priest.
这样的祭司。
Surely were not pleasing to God.
肯定是不神蒙神悦纳的。
And no wonder the Lord decided to kill them.
难怪神最后决定来把他们
杀灭。We turn to verse 22 to 25. Verse 22 to 25.
我们看二十二到二十五节。以利年甚老迈，听见他两个儿子带以色列众人的事，又听见他们与会幕面前伺候的妇人苟合，他就对他们说：你们为何行这样的事呢？我从这众百姓听见你们的恶行，我儿啊，不可这样。我听见你们的风声不好，你们使耶和华的百姓犯了罪。人若得罪人，有事师审判他；人若得罪耶和华，谁能为他祈求呢？然而他们还是不听父亲的话，因为耶和华想要杀他们。
By the time they were grown up,
当这些孩子长大后，
they were worthless, they were committing sin against God.
他们是无用的人，而且一直在犯罪。
Not only they treated the offering of the Lord with contempt,
他们不但是藐视神的献祭。
But when the women came to the temple to burn offerings to God,They committed immorality with them.
当这些妇人来到圣殿来献祭的时候，他们还与他们行了苟合。
Of course, the father rebuked them.
当然，他们的父亲指责他们。
But they had no regard for God, neither would they heed the words of their father.
可是他们根本不尊重神，也不听他父亲的劝导。
The Lord accorded this sin not only to these two sons.
神认为不但是这两个儿子犯了罪，
but also the father,
而是 他们的父亲也犯了罪。
Because the father did not teach the children well when they were growing up.
原因在于这两个孩子成长的过程中，父亲没有好好教导他们。
Alright, we turn to verse 29.
我们看二十九节。
First Samuel chapter 2, verse 29.
撒母耳记上二章二十九节。我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你们为何践踏？尊重你的儿子过于尊重我，将我民以色列所献美好的祭物。
This was the fault of Eli, the father.
这是以利这个父亲的缺点。
He had honored the sons more than he had honored God.
他尊重他的儿子过于尊重神。
So when the son was mischievous,
因此当他
or were mischievous,
当他的儿子行恶的时候，
he did not chastise them, did not punish them.
他并没有惩罚他们。
By the time they were grown up,
当他们长大了，
they were already sinful.
他们就变得很
罪恶。There was no way the father could do anything to turn them.From their sin.
父亲已经不能再做什么让他们回转了。
No wonder the Lord decided to destroy them.
难怪主最后决定来消灭他们。
And the sin was accorded also to the father.
而这个父亲也必须负担起这个罪的责任。
The Lord gives us children.
神给我们孩子。
And we are guardians of God's property.
我们就是神产业的监护人。
So we have a duty to bring up the children in the fear of God.
因此我们有责任来教导孩子敬畏神。
And this we can do, when our children are still young.
而这是在我们孩子还年幼的时候就要教导他们。
By the time they are grown up,
当他们长大成人，
sometimes it is difficult to teach them already.
有时已经很难来教导他们。
But sad to say, many parents miss their opportunity when the children are young.
可是很可悲的是，很多父母在孩子年幼的时候却缺失了这个机会。
Because it's too painful to punish them.
因为父母觉得要来惩罚他们是很痛心的事。
No doubt, this is painful.
当然是很痛心的。
Many a time, as a parent, you will strike your child, you will also shed tears.
很多时候，当父母打孩子的时候，父母也会流泪。
When your children shed blood, I think your heart will also shed blood.
想当你的孩子流血的时候，你的心也会在流血。
But if you don't chastise them,
可是如果你不管教他们，
if they don't shed tears because of chastisement,
如果他们不会因管教而流泪，
how can you bring them up properly?
那你又怎么能好好的来抚育他们呢？
No wonder the Bible says, if you spare the rod, you hate your child.
难怪圣经说，如果我们不用杖打 孩子，我们就是恨恶他们。
So the sin is upon the father and upon the mother.
因此，这个罪就归于这父母身上。
If we do not teach our children well,
就是如果我们不好好的教导孩子。
So Hannah seized this opportunity.
因此 ，Hannah 就抓住了这个机会。
So that by the time Samuel was brought to the temple,
当撒母耳带到圣殿的时候
，he may have been as young as 5 years old.
他可能也只有五岁大。
But he was already taught. The fear of God.
可是哈娜已经教导他来敬畏神。
So that he was able to minister to the Lord.
所以他才能够来侍奉神。
We turn to chapter 2, verse 11.
我们看二章十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
撒母耳记上二章十一节，以利加拿往拉玛回家去了，那孩子在祭司以利面前侍奉耶和华。
This was the second stage of his life.
这是撒母耳生命中的第二个阶段。
This was also a very important stage.
这是一个很重要的阶段。
And you'll find that the mother kept her vow to God.
我们看到这个母亲就还了愿。
Brought this child to the temple.
把孩子带到圣殿来。
Although she loved Samuel very, very much because she was the only child.
虽然她非常爱这个孩子，因为这是她唯一的孩子。
But she kept her vow to God because of her faith.
但是因为她对神的信心，她就偿还了她的愿。
So she brought this child to the temple.
她把孩子带到圣殿。
Verse 18 says.
十八节。
Samuel ministered before the Lord even as a child.
撒母耳还是孩子，就侍立在耶和华面前。
Verse 19.
十九节。
Moreover, his mother used to make him a little robe and came and bring it to him year by year when she came up with her husband.To offer the yearly sacrifice.
她母亲每年为她做一件小外袍，同着丈夫上来献年纪的时候带给她。
That was how Samuel grew before the Lord.
这就是撒母耳怎么在主面前长大。
When the mother left Samuel in the temple.
当这个母亲把孩子放在留在圣殿中。
The mother loved him.
这个母亲很爱他。
But allowed him to be alone so that he could learn to serve God in the temple.
但是让他能够独自在圣殿中学习侍奉神。
Perhaps only occasionally she visited him.
也许他只有在偶尔会去来看这个孩子。
And once a year only she would bring this little robe to him.
而每年一次他就会把这个小外袍带给他。
We know that Elkanah and Hannah were rich people.
我们知道以利加拿还有哈娜是富有的人。
Because whenever they made their yearly sacrifice, they would offer a bull.
因为他们每次去献年祭的时候就会献上一头牛。
Yet in bringing up Samuel,
可是在抚养孩子。
They did not spoil him.
抚养孩子的事上却没有把他宠坏。
This is also something for us to think about today.
这也是我们今天要来思考的。
We always think that we can bring up our children by satisfying them with a lot of materialistic things. Whatever they want, we buy for them.
我们总是认为，抚养孩子就是来满足他们在物质上的需要。
Buy them new computers, new games.
比如说买新的电脑或者新的游戏。
New toys.
新的玩具
new handphones,
新的手机
everything must be modern.
所有都是要最新的
this is very important.
他们认为这是很重要
this is to build up the confidence of the children in the love of the parents.
这就是要建立孩子的信心
but we can see that all these things may not be appreciated by the children.
可是我们知道或者看到说孩子不一定会珍惜这些
Usually children are spoiled this way
一般孩子就是因为这样的这样的教导而受宠坏了
But sad to say this is the practice been done in society
但是很可悲的就是在社会上很多父母都这样做
And this is also done by many parents even in our church today
甚至在我们教会当中今天也很多父母也是这样
Of course, we cannot bear to see our children without the things their classmates have.
当然，我们会觉得不忍心看到孩子没有他们同学有的东西。
But surely, we need not satisfy all their wants with these materialistic things.
但是，我们却不需要来满足他们在物质上所有的这些要求。
Only very, very necessary things.
只有需要的，我们才需要给他们。
But as far as Hannah was concerned,
但是对于 Hannah 来说
left the son in the temple.
Hannah 就把这个儿子留在圣殿。
Of course, today we cannot leave our son in the church, and then we go and do our own things.
当然，今天我们不能把孩子留在教会，然后就去做自己的事情。
Otherwise, all the deaconesses will be your nannies.
否则，所有的女执事都要来做奶妈。
But surely, we can bring them to learn how to serve God.
可是我们也可以或者应该带孩子来学习侍奉神。
In times of spring cleaning.
比如说在大扫除的时候。
In times of helping in church work.
或者在协助教会的圣工。
In terms of tract distribution.
或者来分发传单。
Rarely do I find children now sweeping the floor in the church.
今天我很少看到有孩子会在教会来扫地。
Even rubbish all around, they just look and they just walk away.
甚至看到地上有垃圾，他们就看一看就走开。
They are not cultivated. They are not taught.
就是因为没有人教他们。
Nobody has brought.Them to sweep the floor together with them.
没有人就是带他们一起来扫地。
It's only the adults who sweep.
只有成人会来这么做。
Children only dirty the floor.
那孩子
litter the floor.
孩子只会就是弄脏地板。
So how can we cultivate a type of service of God in them?
那我们要怎么培养出这种侍奉神的心呢？
So therefore, this is something for us to think about.
这是我们需要思考的。
This was what Hannah did.
这也就是哈拿所做的。
Let the son remain in the temple and minister to God.
他就让这个儿子留在圣殿侍奉神。
While she made this sacrifice,
当哈拿做出这样的牺牲
，the Lord also remembered her love for God.
神也纪念了他对他的爱。
So that when Eli blessed the husband and her,
因此当以利祝福。哈拿和她的丈夫。
Verse 20.
二十节。
Chapter 2, verse 20.
二章二十节。
Eli says, "The Lord would give you descendants from this woman for the loan that was given to the Lord."
以利说：“愿耶和华由这妇人再赐你后裔，代替你从耶和华求来的孩子。
”Then they would go to their own home.
他们就回本乡去。
And verse 21 says,
二十一节。
The Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters more.
耶和华眷顾哈娜，她就怀孕生了三个儿子，两个女儿。
When she knew how to love the Lord,
当哈娜学习爱神
，the Lord continued to bless her with children.
就继续祝福她有更多的孩子。
So that Samuel was able to be grow up into a good priest and a good prophet.
让小摩能够长大成为一个好先知、好祭司。
The third stage of his life.
在撒母耳第三个生命阶段
when, the word of God was revealed to Samuel.
就是当神的道向撒母耳阐明。
We turn to chapter 3.
我们看第三章。
First Samuel chapter 3.
撒母耳记上三章。
Verse 19 to verse 21.
十九到二十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 19 to verse 21.
三章十九到二十一节，撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。从但到别示巴，所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知，耶和华又在示罗显现，因为耶和华将自己的话默示撒母耳，撒母耳就把这话传遍以色列地。
This was when the word of the Lord was revealed to Samuel.
这是当神向神向撒母耳默示他的话。
He had grown to a certain age.
当撒母耳长大了。
He was able to understand the things of God.
就是能够明白神的事了。
In the first two stages,
在前两个阶段
，what was cultivated in Samuel?
撒母耳所培养得到的培养
was devotion to God.
就是他学习来虔诚的侍奉神。
Was doing small things for the Lord.
他就为神做了一些小的事情。
It was only when he was serving the Lord or ministering to the Lord in the temple.
以知道他在圣殿中侍奉神。
That the Lord appeared to him.
在他长大了，神就向他显现。
We turn to chapter 3 again.
我们再看第三章。
Verse 3 to verse 6.
三到六节。
To verse 7.
撒母耳记上三章三到七节。神的灯在耶和华殿内约柜那里还没有熄灭，撒母耳已经睡了。耶和华呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说：“我在这里。”就跑到以利那里说：“你呼唤我，我在这里。”以利回答说：“我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。”他就去睡了。耶和华又呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说：“你呼唤我，我在这里。”以利回答说：“我的儿，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。”那时撒母耳还未认识耶和华，也未得耶和华的默示。
This verse 7 tells us Samuel did not yet know the Lord.
第七节看到耶和就是撒母耳还未认识耶和华。
Nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him.
也未得耶和华的默示。
This was in the first two stages of his life.
这是在他生命的头两个阶
段。Although the mother had taught him knowledge of God.
虽然他的母亲已经教导他关于神的事。
Although he had gone to the temple, entered into a temple and ministered to God.
虽然他已经到圣殿去来服侍神。
Even when the Lord called to him.
但是当神呼唤他的时候。
He still did not know it was the Lord.
他还不知道就是主。
He thought it was Eli.
他以为是以利。
So that's why verse 7 tells us.
所以在第七节。
He did not yet know the Lord.
就记载到他还未认识耶和华。
This does not mean that he did not know that there was a God.
这并不代表说他不知道有一个神。
He does not, did not mean that he did not know how to pray to God.
也不是说他不懂得向神祷
告。But still, the Lord was not personal in his faith yet.
而是在那个阶段神。在他的信仰生活当中还不是他、
he did not really understood what the word of the Lord meant、
到那个时候他还不真正明白神的道是什么意思
because it was just what he had learned from the parents
因为那个阶段他所知道的只是从父母学来的、
what he saw the priest Eli had done in ministering to God
他看到的就是以利在侍奉当中所做的事
but when the Lord called to him
但是当神呼唤他
when the Lord spoke to him,
当主与他说话
that was a time when Samuel, was established as a prophet of God.
那个时候撒母耳才被立为神的先知
This is the third and very important stage.
这就是第三个非常重要的阶段
When the word of God became his personal faith.
当神的道就成为了他个人的信仰
When he could touch the Lord.
当他真的触摸到神
When his service to God was purely his own sacrifice to the Lord.
当他对神的侍奉完全是出自自己的牺牲。
This was built upon stage one and stage two of his life.
那这第三个阶段是建立于第一跟第二个阶段。
If stage one, the mother did not teach him the word of God.
如果在第一个阶段，他的母亲没有教导他神的道。
How would he know? God.
他怎么会认识神呢
？If stage two, he was not left to serve God in the temple.
如果在第二个阶段，他没有留在圣殿侍奉
，How would he have God to reveal His word to him?
那神又怎么向他默示神的话呢
？So each stage was important.
所以各个阶段都是非常的重要。
The third stage was when the word of God came into him.
而第三个阶段就是当神的道向他显明。
This is when our children have grown up.
这个时候就是当我们的孩子长大了。
15, 16, 17, or 12, 13, 14 years old.
当他们在12到16岁的时候。
When they are able to understand.
当他们已经懂事了。
When they know how to pray.
当他们已经会祷告。
When they understand what is the Holy Spirit.
当他们真正明白什么是圣灵。
That's the time when they can feel God.
这个时候他们就真正能够触摸到神。
This is also a very important stage of their life.
这也是他们生命中很重要的阶段。
But many parents would spend this stage of the life or use this stage of their children's life on worldly education.
可是很多父母却在这个阶段的时候重视孩子属世的教育。
Saturday they go for tuition.
比如说星期六他们去补习。
Sunday is piano lesson.
星期天就有钢琴课。
Swimming lesson.
或者游泳课。
Karate lesson.
或者跆拳道。
All the types of lesson.
各种各样的课程。
To cultivate the child to be, you know, to be a man of knowledge.
来培养这个孩子有各种的知识。
The child has no Bible knowledge.
可是孩子却没有圣经的知识，没有神的道。
This is a time when we want to have family time.
那这个时候我们说要有家庭时间。
Holidays when Bible camps are conducted, when theoretical courses are conducted, we go on holidays, family holidays.
当教会举办圣经营或者有神学班的时候，我们却说要有家庭的就是一起去旅游。
No doubt, family time is important.
没错，这个家庭时间是很重要的。
But these are the years when they must learn the word of God.
但在这个时候，这个阶段是他们需要学习神的道。
If they don't learn the word of God, this stage of their life.
如果在这个阶段他们没有学习神的道。
By that time, they are 20, 21, 22, 23.
当他们二十到二十三岁的时候。
They will feel out of place.When they come to church.
当他们来到教会就没有这种归属感。
Because the rest of the class, the rest of the church members are knowledgeable in the word of God.
因为其他的信徒可能是非常懂得神的道。
They find that their thoughts, the interests are different.
这些孩子就会发现到他们的志趣跟其他的人不同。
No wonder one group will become people who can serve God.
难怪我们会看到说有一群 这些年轻人就会是可以侍奉神的。
But another group do not serve God.
但另一群却不侍奉神。
Even if they come to church.
就是他们有来教会。
They hardly know how to pray.
他们也不懂得祷告。
They would come to church as long as they are under the guardianship of their parents.
只要是有他们父母的监护，他们仍然会来教会。
But a time will come when they are independent.
但有一天他们独立的时候
there's a time when they can no longer remain in church. They will not remain in church anymore.
他们就不再会留在教会里
Do not talk about serving God.
更不要提到说来侍奉神
So in the growth of Samuel,
因此在撒母耳的成长过程中
the foundation years were important.
这个基础的阶段是很重要的
Where the mother taught the word of God.
就是当他母亲教导他神的话
left Samuel in the temple.
然后把撒母耳留在圣殿
And the third stage was when the word of God came into Samuel.
第三个阶段就是当神的话临到撒母耳
At a time when the word of God was very rare.
当时神的话是非常稀少的
Chapter 3 verse 1.
三章一节
Verse 1.The boys ministered to the Lord before Eli. Chapter 3 verse 1.
童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。
And the word of the Lord was rare in those days.
在那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少。
There was no widespread revelation.
不常有默示。
Right? It was during that time.
就是这个时候。
That the word of God came into Samuel.
神的话临到了撒母耳。
If we always bring our children to the house of God.
如果我们常常带孩子到神的家里。
Let them participate in this seminars, in these Bible camps.
让他们参与这些讲习会、圣经。
Let them attend Sabbath services.
让他们参加安息日聚会。
Bible study sessions.
还有查经课程。
The word of God.Would come into them.
那神的道就会临到他们。
Then they can feel the word of God.
他们就能够体验到神的话。
Then that's the time when faith becomes their own.
那这时候他们才会建立起自己的信仰。
And when their faith becomes their own.
而当他们有自己的信仰。
That's the time when they know how to love God and serve God.
这时候他们就懂得爱主来侍奉主。
We have many, many beautiful testimonies.
我们有很多很美好的见证。
Of how a youth know how to serve the Lord.
就是有很多青年懂得如何来侍奉主。
And they were blessed by God.
而他们蒙神的祝福。
If we want our children to really receive these blessings and eternal life in the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们要孩子真正领受这些福气还有天国的永生。
Then we must take up this responsibility.
那我们必须负担起这个责任。
To ensure that our children grow up before the Lord.
来确保我们的孩子在主的面前成长。
Not just grow up in the church of God.
不单是在神的家里来成长。
But grow up before the Lord.
而是要在主的面前长大。
Grow up with the fear of God.
要敬畏神。
Grow up with the word of God.
要有神的道。
Grow up with the love of God.
要有神的爱。
Grow up with the hope of everlasting life.
并且有永生的盼望。
Grow up full of the Holy Spirit.
并且有圣灵的充满。
If we are this type of parents,
如果我们是这样的父母,
then we have fulfilled our duty and obeyed the commandment of God.
那我们就是完成了我们的责任并且遵守了神的诫命。
We too will have a reward in the kingdom of heaven.
那我们同样的在天国也会有赏赐。
May our Lord Jesus Christ bless us.
愿主